This week, we're taking Cheshire's Silt 106.9 listeners back to September 2021. It was a month that saw the world's best cyclist take to the roads of Cheshire as a Tour of Britain came through the county. While just a few weeks before, Congleton Cycling Club hosted the National 50-mile Cycling Time Trial Championships. Congleton Cycling Club dates back to the late 1800s and continues to see a growth in membership, with the club offering both competitive and leisure cycling, as Assistant Race Secretary Bob Norton explains.
We're a very old established club. I think we were first formed in 1898, so we've got a hell of a long history. One day might get round to writing something about it, but there's a lot of research to be done there. But the modern club that we think of as the modern club was started in 1972, actually. It was defunct for a period in the 60s, but it was been continuous ever apart from that. So the modern club started in 1972. We started as a racing club, really. We were a racing club. We were like 80% of the members were racers. But now, in recent years, perhaps since the last 10 years, ironically, since the success of British cycling in the Olympics, many more people riding bikes and a lot more leisure cyclists, so the leisure side of our club is a big expansion. We've gone from something like, in the last 10 years, we've gone from about, say, well, when I became chairman, that was in 2007, we had 40 members. Now we have 100, last count was 148, I think, so, and a large part of that is because of the growth of leisure cycling. But the success of our racing side, with people like Ben and Matt and one or two others who aren't here tonight, has meant that we've attracted other racing cyclists from other parts of, well, other clubs sometimes, and we now are one of the strongest clubs in the Manchester district, for time trials anyway. We have, in fact, had some top road race cyclists as well over the years, nobody much is participating in road racing at the moment. We have an evening time trial programme, which is what we're here to celebrate the end of tonight, which is 20 events every Tuesday night through the season from about mid-April until the last one was last week. We also have, every weekend, we have two Saturday club rides, in fact. One fast one and one slow one social one and one training ride. And every Sunday we have a longer social ride, which is... and we have quite good participation in those. And that runs throughout the year. The whole club caters for all ages. You can see I'm at one end of the age spectrum, but we do have some younger riders in their teenagers. We span an age range from about 12 up to, I think, our oldest active members probably about 80 now, just over, still cycling, still riding. So that's a tremendous range. There's not many sports where you can actually go and participate with one end of the age range a teenager and the other end you're not oxygenarian, but it does happen. that's amazing.
Ben Norbury is a regular name on the podium of local time trials, often at the top of the standings. He's also the racing secretary of Congleton Cycling Club and praises the club's support for his and other members' successes.
We currently have the District 25 champion in both men's and women's competitions. And there's a series called the Cheshire Point Series, which is basically the... riders compete at each time trial and they earn so many points, and we're actually top of that because of our prolific participation, I would say, in those competitions and having some really good riders in the club. It is fantastic to be a part of it. I've been four times Manchester District middle distance champion and best all-rounder, and that's, you know, through the support of the club. That's been because they've really fostered that that passion, being so keen, you know, everybody in the club to muck in with advice, and so I hope now that I'm doing the same and I'm passing advice to new riders coming in and other people that would like to participate in time trials. But it's a lot of fun. It takes a lot of I guess mental fortitude to keep yourself on the limit for that length of time. We seem to have at that sort of distance, we seem to have a good crossover between triathletes and Matt himself is a triathlete as well, and doing the longer distances, because we have time trials go from the weekly 10-mile time trial, then at the weekends quite often there's a 25-mile time trial. The 50s tends to be the cusp of where people tend to drop off from their enthusiasm to push themselves for that length of time. But we also do 100-mile time trials and 12-hour time trials. So there's a certain breed of cyclists, I think, that an athlete that finds that a challenge that they want to immerse themselves in. But the effort itself is quite different to the shorter distances, just because you're not quite on that boiling point edge. You know, there's as Bob said, you know, the course record's an hour and 44 minutes. So it's quite a different feeling starting. You know, it's more of the frog being slowly boiled in a 50-mile race.
Alongside the racing, Congleton Cycling Club also has training and club rides. It's this side of the club that Georgina Norton particularly enjoys.
I do help with the organisation of time trials, so I think it's really important, the racing side. But at the same time, you mustn't lose sight of the fact that a lot of people do not want to race. They want to go out socially, have a good time, meet, go to a cafe. And that's what we do at the weekends, mostly. We do a Saturday and a Sunday run, as Bob said. And we go at the pace of the slowest, so nobody will get left behind. We cater for everybody. We've got e-bikes, we've got a recumbent that come on a Saturday. So really, it's just let's go out, have a good crack, you know, and a great time. And the other thing is, on a Saturday, they also do a training ride, don't they? Which is for the faster ones, which doesn't go at the pace of the slowest, but they know that. They go out, they go to train for racing and that, you know. So I like to think that we can cater for most. It's just a good social thing, and it's nice to see different aspects of cycling and get everybody involved. There's something for everybody. Everybody is so friendly, and yeah, it's just the camaraderie, really. I just love... I'm not a racing cyclist, but I love watching the racing. I love being involved with the racing. But for my cycling, I love it when you get a group and you go out to a cafe and then you put the world to rights, you know, and come home and you've had a great day and you've exercised, you feel good. There's nothing to beat it, really.
Matt Stevenson started by riding in the club's time trials as a guest rider before later joining the club, where he's now the club's press secretary.
I've been with the club 4 years now and previously lived in sort of maybe over on the other side of Cheshire. And I'm moving here and it was funnily, you know, meeting Bob and Georgina at time trials that I attended just as like a guest entry. And, you know, it's such a friendly club. And they were basically selling it to me every Tuesday night at a race. And, you know, we used to have, you know, post-race tea and biscuits and things like that, you know, when we were allowed to mix a little bit more socially. But in terms of publicity, you know, the results used to go into the local paper. But the majority of people have moved to a social media platform nowadays. So it makes a lot more sense to, you know, try and use, things like, you know, Facebook and so on. You know, we've probably got near enough 150 members. You know, we've got people that will do track cycling and occasionally we had a track cycling evening one night the year before last, wasn't it? We all went along, yeah. You know, when we could do that sort of thing. Say there's been people in the past that have been prolific road racers, you know, mountain biking, time trial, but I mean the club, you know, is for me, it's mostly for me about time trial, and that's what I enjoy the best. And I'm sure Ben's mostly time trial, but you won a few road races last year or the year before, didn't you, as well?
Yeah, I did some Criterium races, which are, it's bunch racing but on a closed circuit, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was up at Saltaire in Lancaster, and yeah, all you need is a bike that is of working order, a road bike. I wouldn't turn up on a mountain bike. I think you'd struggle. But I don't know if there's actually a rule to stop you. But and have a go. And it's very, as Bob said, it's a very inclusive sport. You know, all age ranges were in that race.
Last year, the club hosted the National 50-Mile Cycling Time Trial Championships, with cyclists from across the UK competing for national honours over 3.5 laps of a course which started in Cranage and saw the riders race against the clock on roads near Northwich and Middlewich.
I think we developed a good reputation over the years in promoting events and time trials in particular. We were talking about the Tour of Britain when it was in 2016 started from Congleton. That year we actually promoted a sportif, which followed more or less, not absolutely faithful, but more or less the route of that stage which Ian Stannard won. So we promoted all sorts of events, and we've got a very good reputation for doing it, I think, and districts bid for them, and then they'll pick someone who they think is going to do a good job to promote the championship, and they picked us, so we were quite pleased to accept that. We thought that was quite a feather in our cap, and who knows, we might go on to bigger and better things, you never know.
Cycling has seen a growth in participation across the UK, and Congleton Cycling Club are encouraging more people to get out on their bikes, as well as finding out more about the opportunities available through Congleton Cycling Club.
It's very, very easy, and actually very, very cheap. Our membership is only £20 a year. Not quite the entire cost, because we do demand that all of our members have insurance, so they need to join British Cycling or sometimes Cycling UK, or have cycling cover with equivalent insurance, which I think nowadays is about £15 million worth of third-party liability cover. So that usually costs them another, say, £40 or £50. So, but when you compare it to some other sports like golf, for example, it's very cheap. You still need a bike. You don't need a bike costing thousands and thousands of pounds to start off with, though. You can have a bike costing a few hundred and still have a great time with it. And there is a belief in some quarters that you've got to spend thousands of pounds to actually enjoy cycling, but not so really. And we have all sorts of people with all sorts of bikes in our club. It's just a joy to do. You get a nice day and you go out cycling. We've just done as a family, three generations of us have done a thing called King Alfred's Way, which is a 220-mile loop around the south of England, with about two-thirds of it being on tracks and trails like the Ridgeway and the South Downs Way and stuff like that. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Absolutely exhausted now, of course. But
I guess for me, it's the adventure of it that you can really find yourself in places where you would just never find in any other form of transport. And I guess what really got me into cycling was that, you know, that feeling of relying on yourself. You can find yourself 30, 40 miles from home and you've got to rely on yourself to get back. And it really is a life-affirming feeling when you get back and you've challenged yourself, usually the shower afterwards, where you've really conquered some conditions, you know, the snow, but rain and the road dirt and all that sort of stuff, and you get back and you're absolutely exhausted, and you kind of wash it all off, and you just get this sense of pride, I think, at the end of most cycling adventures that you end up on.
I think for me, I get a real buzz and a real kick from the sort of exhilaration of, you know, the speed and the technology with the bike and so on. I mean, I've done, you know, free fall parachuting in the past, and you get that sort of exhilaration the moment you leave the plane, and then it sort of fades as the parachute deploys and, you know, you just drift into the ground. But on a bike, you're forcing your body and pushing your body, and it's that racing side that I really enjoy. But then equally, you know, there's a real sort of coffee culture around cycling, and I do like good coffee as well. So, you know, even if I'm not always on the social rides, or, you know, we quite often in the winter when we've raced on a Saturday and we're out for recovery rides on the Sunday, we often, you know, go to the cafe and sort of have a nice coffee and a good chat, because that's what it's about.